Parshas. The Parshas Mishpatim is the Parshas of the Dinim Mominis of the Torah. When it says Vela Mishpatim, and Rashi says that Marashayna Misinaf Eilu Misinai, so besides telling us that it happens to come from Sinai and it's as Choshev as the other parts of Torah, it's Mipia Gvura, another Nekuda that comes out from it is that understanding Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hagosai, we can understand it from Dini Mominis as well as we can from Chelkei Torah. In other words, if the Seder Mishpatim was a Seder Sichli Bilvad, it was just an efficient way in which a person can run, a society can run its affairs, then all it says is about what's effective, what's efficient, what's fair. But since it comes from Sinai, the Pshat is the Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the axioms with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world can be divined from Dini Mominis as from other halachas. So be misamik a little bit in Dini Mominis, it's a little more complex to understand some of the shrashim of it, but it carries in itself the same information about where it's coming from, as does the rest of Chalkei Torah. So I'd like to miss Akiv in two inyanim of Dini Mominis that have a common sheirish, and a very, very, it's not only a common sheirish about specific halachas, but in many ways it's a yesoid in Dini Mominis as such. The first one is, I once heard it, Bederech Chida, from, I had a Rebbe, a big Pesach, Rebbe Goldstein, Zechon Levracha, and he said, he used as an example, there's a famous Sma in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, who brings a Chuvis, I think Rabbi Neruchama or Marie Feil, I remember, who says that, he says, Piske Balabatim Ahefech Piske Torah, and he gave a mashal. He said, if you would ask a person on the street, if my child damaged somebody else's, my 8-year-old broke somebody else's vase, am I chuyif to pay or not? And the answer would be, of course. If my cat broke somebody's vase, there would be chiluk deis on it. So, and the halacha is the exact opposite. The halacha is, if my child breaks somebody's vase, I'm potter, absolutely. If my cat breaks somebody's vase, I'm chayef. In other words, niske mamon seems to be a bit counterintuitive. As a matter of fact, one of the big hakiris in niske mamon in halacha is whether niske mamon is sort of a pshia as a result of the lack of shmira. There's a chiyuv shmira, and it's sort of for not being shema. That's what the chiyuv is for, or for the fact that it's my behemoth. And there's a lot of rias to the second half. For the chiyuv shmira itself stems from the fact that it's my behemoth. And the question is, so what? Okay, it's my behemoth, but how do I become chayv? I'm chayv for my child, I'm chayv for my wife's hezek. I'm chayv for anybody's. So why is niske mamon? So the emes is niske mamon as such is something which needs a beer. Where does the chiyuv noivea from? Where does the chiyuv come from? Similarly, Adam aniske atzmo is chayev bein oines bein shoygeg. You don't find any place else in the Torah that a person should be chayev on oines and shoygeg. Something which is not midas Adam. There's no chiyuv. It's a first pasuk that oines yipata in kol teru kula. Shoygeg certainly doesn't have a chiyuv of the main chiyuv oinshim. The chiyuvim kaparis, but certainly not any chiyuvim. And yet, in the Zikin, there's a chiyuv. One could sort of give it a little bit of a hezba or category that the person klape asma when he's an oinus is not worse than niske mamon. If my shor damaged somewhere, I'm chayev on it. So too, in my own body, even if I didn't do the ma'is of edas. But the hogufa, we're coming back again to Ian Iski moment to try to understand the Shirish, where it's coming from, and so on. That's one area that we want to try to understand a little bit about what is the Yesod Achiyuv of Niske Mamon in terms of the Adam? What's it based on? In other words, the Torah is giving a certain ha'arocha about what a person is and what he should be and so on, and that's an akuli boni ba'imira. An inyan that seems to be very different to us is in a very different chelik of mishpatim. So Niske Mamon is in mishpatim, and it commands a fair share of inyanim of the seder mishpatim. There's in Kol HaTorah Kula, you cannot make a kinyan without doing a maisa. So if I tell a person, you know, I'm buying your car, it's a done deal. I'm good for my word. It's 100% sold, and so on and so forth. And then the person backs out. That's over with. It doesn't make a difference. A kinyan is not a kinyan. It's worthless. It's not even mishapara. If there's no kesef, there's no mishapara. It's not the right of the person if he didn't mean it. But whatever it is, at the end of the day, there's absolutely no kinyan. It's true in all the Yonav Torah. We're learning Kedushin. We're learning any chelik of Torah. Things need to have a maisa kinyan dafka. There's one place that is one area that me'ikar adin is a kinyan, even though it there's no maisa, and it has other problems, as problems as smacht and so on. That's arvis. We have a parish in the Torah here from Kesef Talva, the union of Alva, and a person becomes an Arav simply by saying he's an Arav. So we have somebody lend somebody money. So the loive with the kichas adomim becomes an Arav. That makes sense. He did a pa'ula and he got money. The malva is a malva with the nesinas amos, and that's wonderful. And we have two people made a kinyan. There was a transfer of money from one to the other, and each one becomes chayev or zakai in his inyan. The Arav stands by and he says, I'm an Arav. He becomes an Arav, and he's chayev to pay if the loiver doesn't pay. It's the only place in the Torah that we have like that. The Gemara talks about. The Gemara gives another case of shiduchim and so on. That's because it's a very specific, very local din, and it's a sort of a drabbanan kashara. This is meikra din. This is Arav is a parsha in Torah. We learn from a pasuk and so on. So the question is. The question here is, what's the mechayev over here? So the Gemara says, "Vahi hanoah that is mehemnesle." With that hanoah, he becomes chayev. So almost every other kinyan, the Torah, there's some hanoah in it. If I'm buying a car at what I think is a bargain price, I don't have hanoah. And if I'm able to sell the car, the vahi hanoah, there's something here in arvis that transcends anything else that would be true by other inyanim, that Bahi Anor becomes the Mechayiv, and it's Mechayivim Kesef. The Etzem Inyan of Arvus needs a beer. On the one hand, in Mishlei, he warns in a few places a person should not become an Arv. B'ni Marafta, and so on, you should quickly get out of it. On the other hand, Yehuda stood up and he said, "Anoich Arvena," and he became an Arav, and so on. So, how does the Torah look at Arvus? You also find a very strange lashon Chazal in a few places in Medrash on the pasuk of Bnei Marafta. It says, "So long as a person is a member of a tzibur, he's not punished for anybody else's stuff." If Arafta means you became the manig of a tzibur, then immediately you become chayef everybody's shortcomings, the wrongdoings, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So what's the point of Chazal? Are they discouraging it, encouraging it? It's very not clear in the pasuk. The pasuk's mashma, it's negative. From Yehuda's pa'ulos, it's mashma, it's positive. From the Chazal, it's mashma, sort of it's mixed. So we'll try to understand a little bit a yesod here, and this yesod is something which is it's the heart of the inyanim of dini mamonis in the Torah. you have, the Torah tells you, a person should be Eivah Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, and b'chol moedecha. So levavcha and nafshecha, both of them are in yonim that a person can understand well the chshivas. One means nefesh. There's nothing more chash than nefesh. The levav is something which is both yitzarim, that comprises the atzmis of a person. That's something that we would think would be impossible or difficult or couldn't be or whatever it is. Those are core. The chol levavcha, meaning every tshuka a person has, should be shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That also is understood. B'chol moitcha is difficult. So one pshat b'chol moitcha means b'chol mida. Okay. In other words, no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature is good. The other one is b'chol moitcha means mamoincha. The word mamoincha over here. So Chazal say meshcha adam that mamoincha is chaval gufay. So it's telling you it's being mitzavahim. I'd like to try to understand the person. What does it mean that ma'oidai is chaviv alav migufay? I mean, otu b'shuftani askinan. Yes, there are people who will put their lives at risk for the dollar. Fine, you know, but that's an extraordinary extreme of somebody who's borderline not shafui. You know, the Torah is, you're talking here about it's not a safer dealing with problems of every person. It's a declaration of the chiyuv ha'adam v'asher u'adam. V'avta shemekecha, shmai yisrael v'avta is the statement of what avodas Hashem is supposed to be like. So b'chol nafshecha, that's as powerful a statement as you can get. B'chol levavcha is a very strong statement that a person's chiyuv in avodas Hashem is to be koif as yitzharim, hafer as yitzharim, whatever it is to turn all his yitzharim towards toiv. That's a core message. And yes, and there's a meshugana that would rather give his life than his money. So we tell him, okay, for you, b'chol moedcha also. It has to be the chaviv alav, mamoina eschol v'gufa, has to be talking about something a lot more close to what should be adam than something meshuna. It's not mistava that in this place we would deal with the one nut case or the whatever it is that has a strange way of doing. So, let's understand a little bit the word mo'idcha. I once said it many times from Moshe Shapiro, the word mo'id, it doesn't, in the Torah, it doesn't make sense to put a word like mo'id, which means, mo'id means, like toiv mo'id. Mo'id seems to mean it's a relative evaluation. It's sort of, there's good, there's better, there's still better, there's very, very, very good. In Torah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dictionary, terms are absolute. If something is toiv, it's toiv. If something is not toiv, it's ra. And to say something is better and best and great, doesn't make sense. The word me'oid is sort of the capacity of stretching something. Let's give an example. Let's say, imagine somebody has a bag, a suitcase, and it fits kach v'kach cubic feet in itself. If it can be stretched, it'll fit more. So me'oid would be the ability to extend oneself, the potential that's there to become bigger. So u'b'chol me'oid, we translate it with all his might. What it means is the things that are not there, but have potential of being part of it. Best understood, the Nusrim Sosi Sharm. Mr. Sharm says, when he speaks about the Chayvasar Volvavoi, he says, Amik Oy Tire, that the whole world is Niver L'Shamesh Adam, and when the Adam is Mis'ala, the entire world is Mis'ala with him. So, the Mr. Sharm tells us that there are two Hizbaininus for a person to be Mizbainin on Chayvasar Belamai. If a person takes a look at himself, Basher Hu Sham, so it's to be Mizdabik, to Mis'anig Hashem, Mizdabik Hashem. That's what's Nagia to me. If were to ask me, what is your goal? What's your greatest achievement in the world? That every fiber of my body is Mizchabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizdabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Fine. That's a good Hagdara. The Ramchal says, but if you misamik more, you begin to realize that a person is bigger, has the potential to be much bigger than himself. So I am limited to myself, and b'meila chivasi b'ilami is limited to my guf, neshama, etc. And that's one point. And then the Ramchal says, if you realize that to its fullest, lift your eyes up and look around. You include everything that could be acquired in the world, which is everything. The entire world is kosher to me, could be kosher to me, and everything in the world will attain its tachlis through me. So that means I just became so much bigger than my limited self. The me'oid of a person is the potential that he has to fill up the etzem, the entire world. So me'oidai means the potential of the person, which is everything around him, and that's included. That's why it's me'oidai, that it means everything that I possess, I become its master in helping it fulfill, in giving it its mitzias, and b'meila it becomes part of my shir kaima. It's interesting. The Kabbalah's oil in the Bria is always defined on the ktefayim of the person. The person's ktefayim, the person's shoulders, are the makam of oil. You put the oil on the ktefayim, on the shchem, on the ktefayim, and that's also where, when you air a kaimatim, the Chazal say a mashal about the neshama and the guf, that the neshama is like piggybacking the mashal with the suma and the chiga, the chiga piggybacks on top of the suma. The chigas and shama, so he rides on, or the Gemara talks about the royak tefoy, the one that I'm holding on my shoulders. The Gemara Yevamos goes through a whole series of all sorts of cases about how it's shaykh, this person has such a relationship to me. And the Gemara, the hod the dorak tefoy, the one that I'm riding on my shoulders. In other words, the place where a person can become taller than his shir kaima is by putting something on his shoulders. So the mitzias of dinei mamonis in the Torah is when I'm kind of something, I become a chuyiv on it, and that makes me a much bigger person. If my bailus on something allows me to realize Ratzon Hashem through these kalim, and I become a much bigger person than my own self. So we have a yisoid and sheirish of dinei mamonis in the Torah. That the yisoid and sheirish of dinei mamonis is that it's the possibility of a person to realize that everything is created to be mishamashim, and that everything is misala with him when he's misala. That specifically refers to kinyone mamonis. All the famous the Gemaras about Shvisa Shabbos, about the Behemtoy and the Chamar Shmos Yoyer and the Gemal of Avraham Avinu, all the Chazal that speak about the Milas of Balechayim, that were mitzarif to Tzadikim, the Bracha of Meir Shoram by Yitzhak, all the Inyonim where there was Bracha in the Kinyonim of Tzadikim, Bracha, and there was this Alos, all come from this common shayrish, that a person's ma'oidoi is the chelik of the bria that he's able to be poil in, that is his potential. It's not automatically his, but it's the field of potential. And that gives us a little bit of a tfisa in why it is and how it is that there's a metzias where a person is mechavev mamoyne migufoy in this sense, because I know that what I can accomplish is minimal, and just like a person, his netiyah would be to be ma'aseh nefesh for his children, because I'm limited and I'm one dor, but the children are the infinite beyond me, and that's why a person is mechaviv in a certain sense, his tzetzoyim over himself. The same thing is possible by mamoinai. And mamoinai would be kinyan in a much larger sense of the word. The things I've accomplished and I've done, those things are bigger than I am. And therefore, that's the nature of chavivus. That, lamasha, if you ask a person to give up his life or to give up his life's work, and if a person feels his life's work was something that is of nitzchias, so a person's netiyah might be not to be, in other words, his own mitzvahs nefesh is one thing, but to destroy what he's worked so hard all his life is much harder. The famous vort in Biskarov that he said that Reb Chaim Volozhin was mispal when he made the yeshiva that he should be able to close it when it needs to be, to have satsumar to close it when it needs to be. In other words, that's b'chol mo'itcha. The kinyonim that a person has are chaviv on him more than his guf, because his guf by definition is limited, where kinyan, the Muslim kinyan is unlimited. That's the chiddush of chomayim. So we have a b'chol mo'itcha that makes some sense. That's the sheirish of niske mamin. That a person owns something, he becomes the achroy on it. And b'meila, it's not b'meila is m'chuyev shmiru also. But yes, the etzem fact that I own it makes me achroy. A child, on the other hand, if he's mazik, since a child is his own metzias, he may not be old enough to take achrayas, but the etzem is achroy for himself. So the musig of me being achroy on him doesn't exist, because my achrayas on him, in a certain sense, would be his own achrayas. It's machmas that the Torah was machshiv him as an Adam, that he can't ever be, in that sense, Mamin Amazik. It does not mitzarif to me. So that's the difference between Mamin Amazik and a child that's Mazik, because of that tzura. So that's the inyan of kinyan that a person has, and that's the tzura in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Godoil, Kaviyachol, because his kindness and words, the midah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses the so-called other, is Godlecha. Godlecha is midas hachesed, which extends outwards, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kinyonim of the bria, the kindness and words, are the Godlecha, are kaviyachol the zilum of this. That's the musik. That's the inyan of niske mamet. Let's go to Arevus. Arvus, it's incredible. There's a Maritatz he says that a person doesn't become an Arev. Let's go back to the example we gave. We asked before that it's very unusual that a person would chayiv himself just with dibur. And that thing says bayanah. The Maritatz adds something. In halacha, it's kind of strange. It's Tshuva Pei Beis. It's a very strange halacha. This seems to be a steer from the Gemara. There's a way to answer it. He says that if, let's say, Reuven lends Shimon money, and I say, if he doesn't pay you, I'll pay you, it's nothing. It's asmach, it's nothing. If I say I'm becoming an Orev, that's when I become chayv. You have to say I'm becoming an Orev. The Gemara Luchu seems to say not like that. Walk upon him, whatever. That you have to work out the tshuva. But the etzem chiddush din is a davar niflad moed. In other words, mitzad hilchis kinyonim, mitzad hilchis simple chiyuvim, that wouldn't work. There's no such thing as me being mechuyev to pay something I didn't buy or steal or borrow. There's no such thing. But becoming an Arev is a din in the Gavra. In other words, the person became an Arev. And if the person became an Arev, so I'm an Arev. It's a change. It's the Dorak Tefoi. I put him on my shoulders. I became one with the person. The word Arav means to be mixed in. I became part of it. So this person, since you're lending this person, since I've made myself the Arav of the person, the halva becomes my shoulders, because if someone is holding something on his shoulders and I hold him on my shoulders, I bear the entire weight on my shoulders. So an Arav is a way in which the person changes, his relationship changes. The whole musig of Arvis and Achrayis, the pasuk, we ask the stira, so called, between the pasuk and the ruach Chazal. It's hainu hach. And let's explain. The pasuk is there to tell you how, in other words, dangerous, but the liability of stepping in to Achrayis. Let's call the word Achrayis. It's pretty much the same in Lashon, you know, Achrayis in terms of Achrayis Valvon and Nifsedinshin in Arevel, it's pretty much the same. When a person is an Achroy for something, it's not a pledge. So we'd say, you know what, I wanted to help along. Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and I said, I'll guarantee it. It's very nice. It's a sort of a shtickle chesed. It's not a shtickle chesed. You became, understand that you became a loiver. Don't, if you're willing to borrow $1,000, that's great. But don't think that you're an outsider. And that's what Chazal, it's palatic the way Chazal describe it. They say, what does it mean? Or he says, calls man your chaver, meaning you're one of the others. And somebody does something wrong, you're not nenash on it. Once you become a memuna on the tzibur, that's when you become an arif, and then you all of a sudden are achroy for him. Our teva is to say, listen, you asked me to be, I was doing what everybody else was doing, no more, no less. I was a good citizen. You asked me a teva, I should come and help, you know, take responsibility for X, Y, or Z. So loy die that I'm doing a teva, I'm volunteering my time, my effort. So what else do you want? Fakert, if anything, I should have an easier time. What do you want from me? The answer is, becoming a memuna al tzibur is achrayas. And a person becomes much bigger with achrayas, and a person suffers with achrayas. If you're 10 foot tall, then the bar that's set at 9 feet is going to topple you over. On the other hand, if you're not 10 foot tall unless you add another, unless you take someone on your shoulders to add the height to you. Chazal are telling you, Arevus is serious. Any minui al tzibur makes you an arev on the tzibur, and therefore you suffer because of the tzibur. The tzibur's shortcomings are your shortcomings, just like niski mamen. But midrash says that's the gadlus ha'adam. That's the greatness of the person who does it. Rebbe Chaim Shlomo used to have a shmuz that he said many times, and he sort of, I'm rewording it a drop, but he compared. He used to say that the measure of greatness in the Torah is by achrois, by achrois. That's the measure of greatness. So he used to compare on the one hand, on the low end of the rung, a person who's a shaita in Lashon Chazal is not what we would call an imbecile, someone doesn't have mental capacity. If you look at the simonim they give Chazal, it's somebody who is irresponsible. The same thing with a cotton. You have a cotton who's 12 years old and he's a genius, and you have a 16-year-old who's less smart than him, and much less smart than him, and yet he has the dinner of God as the cotton, because it has to do with the sense of responsibility. That's kevea katus and gadlus. A cotton, because of that, is tuffle to the. He's called taf because he's tuffle to the father, to the parents, and so on. So he said, on the other end, It says Shaul HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, you know, Shaul is a much bigger tzaddik than you, and if your roles were reversed, he would be Melech, and him, you know, and not you, and so on. So why was Shaul knocked out? Shaul ba'achas lahila, and but David, he was two, and it was good. Why? So he said, Shaul's avera was when he had the dialogue with Shmuel. He told him, yes, you know, he first he didn't admit it, then he admitted it, and then he said, Kiresi mipnei om. I was scared that people would start, get restless and go off and so on, so I needed to hurry up and bring the Zevach before you told me. So that means that instead of he being a chroy on them, and he controlling the am was controlling him. That's be'etzem. In other words, that's not a chisaron. It's not a flaw in the leader. It's a flaw in the leadership. A leadership means achrayas. It's my achrayas. And he said the zelum aseh was by David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he said, was he said first of all necher veno. He took the responsibility for Binyamin, but Reb Chaim pointed out another remarkable piece, which is the almost the nekuda of Achrayas. He says when Yehuda was together with the brothers, he was in on the mechira of Yosef. He was one of them. He had charata, not on the psak din. It said, "Mabetza kinageno v'chichisino es domoi." So Reb Chaim said, "If I need to cover up, and it's an act that I can't take responsibility for, then it's not the right act." In other words, if I can't be metzarif this to my share koima, if I can't say this is mine, and I stand by it, then it's wrong. So he said, David's Yehuda, this was Yehuda's Nekuda, was that he took Achrayas for his Maisim, and if he couldn't take Achrayas for Maisim, then he disavowed those Maisim. So he didn't have a Havana of why the Psak is wrong. He couldn't figure out that there was any problem with the Psak Dinkishal Atzmai. But a psak din that he couldn't be achroy to is not a psak din. That's not his. Those are not the maisim. Any maisim he does, he's achroy for. That's why he learned up, and that's why from the shalshalos of malchus comes from Yehuda Dafka. So in the yisoid of arvus, we find that the person himself becomes instead of somebody else, and it means that. Even in the fact that the person gets punished for it, the person himself that's a chelik of the maila of achrayis, is that the person, that the other event is so much mine that I'm responsible for it also when it doesn't go well. There's another interesting, another extraordinary nekuda about arvis. The Shem Yishmuel, and he asks the following. He says, Yehuda stood up to Yehuda said, why am I nichnas kol kach into this inyan and take, you know, such responsibility? He told Yosef, because he said, I gave my toy lamis. I said my olam haba I'm going to lose, my olam haza I'm going to lose, so I really am taking the bull by the horn, so to speak. So Reb Chaim, so the Reb Shul asks, what's the seichel of the whole Maisa? He said, let's take a look. Yehuda told Yaakov Avinu, I want to take him. Binyamin. He said, no, you know, I'm afraid I'll send him out. V'koro osay. Something's going to happen in osay. Osay means an accident. Something that's an onus. So what was Yehuda telling him? No, it's not going to happen? I mean, Yehuda, if we're talking about a Shmira Regila, if we're talking about a normal Shmira, that he's supposed to watch over him. That for sure there was no shaila that he was doing. It was only, Yaakov said, but there are things out of your hand. What happens if a great flood comes? If you're attacked by a thousand outsiders and so on? Or Mitzrayim swallows him up. What are you going to do then? V'kara osa. Yaakov Yerstainer was, yes, I know you mean well, and I know that you're very responsible. And then he says, that I'll lose my Olam Haba. So what is he gain by it? So now he lost Binyamin and Yehuda's Olam Haba. Where's the Torah and where's the convincing argument? That's Shem Shmuel's question. And Shmuel says something extraordinary. A Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a person koiches kifi what he is. If a person is misarev ledava, if a person becomes an arev, then he gets bigger koiches than he has. His own koiches increase because of that. And on a simple level, the only reason why he had the guts to face down Yosef, who seemed to him the paroi of Mitzrayim, was because of Neravena. In other words, had Binyamin been the outsider who is in trouble, I'll do X plus plus. That's it. At the end of the day, am I going to kill myself to save him? So no, if he didn't, there's a certain nochiyav and maybe yes muta, not muta. I'll stop at some point. But if that person is me, then there's no stopping me because it's myself. Yehuda took arvus, meaning that Binyamin became a chelik of Yehuda's metzias, and that's why Yaakov was nichale with it, because if it's an answer to v'kara osin, because osin is a p'tur for the other person, for myself. Whatever it takes till the end of the world, that's what I do. There's no stopping for a person. That was the mila of staying chayis. Let's understand it in the scope of a person's avoda. We tend, as a person grows and gets older, so the tkufa of a person in yeshivas, more person working on himself, with himself, about himself. And I don't know, we speak many times that sometimes in this tkufa, being oisik and many other things is a somewhat of a copping out and working on yourself. It sometimes disguises the need to do things with yourself when you're busy with everybody else. You know, there's a must, there's a midah, everything like everything else, but there's an akuda where the dogish is on yourself. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesada the world, Toiv Legevek Yisrael Benurov, that the person is nice, the oil of Isha, the oil of a bias, the oil of a Dor, the oil of Dairis, the oil of a community. So, when a person is nice, those oil, the all the different oils of around him, there's we need to understand it not as a chore and not as a burden. Because when it's a chore and it's a burden, people rebel. People don't like to do things they have to do when there's all it is a liability and there's nothing, it's nothing other than just a burden. So it has to be done, but I can't say I'm happy about it and I can't say I put my neshama into it. If I understand that everything that comes coupled with achrayis means I'm a bigger person, it means that I'm bigger. So all of a sudden, the my household issues that I need to address means it's because because I'm a much bigger person. I'm responsible for other things. It means that as my responsibilities grow, I became bigger by definition. If it's an achrayus, I'm a bigger person. And yes, if I'm a bigger person, it means there's more of me that could get hurt. There's more of me I have to watch over. If I'm 10 foot, there's 10 foot of me that needs to be watched over as opposed to 6 feet of me. But that's the being an Adam Gadol. That's what an Adam Gadol means. The more I encompass. An Adam Gadol is someone that encompasses others. It's directly tolling the achrayus of the person. That's what measures Gadlus. It's the borderline for Gadlus is that I'm responsible for my own guf. A cotton is irresponsible. And an Adam Gadol means he's responsible. He bears responsibility for much, and it can come in many ways. It means also, it makes it much easier for when a person takes responsibility in the sense that he's moida on a failure. It's an act of responsibility. When a person is moida, but one of the things about Yehuda was hayda v'loy boish, where he didn't hide behind someone else. He said, well, it's their fault. It's my fault. I'm achroi, and I take full achrayis. That's an extraordinary, in the failure, when the person takes it as a personal failure, he became a bigger person. As the same way that he's a gadol, that he's an adam gadol, when he deals with other things and takes it as his responsibility, and the test under it always is, at what point do I let go? If I can let go, that means it didn't become me. A mother, now let's go to of a child. It's always, no matter how difficult, it's always the child. It's because it's tied to an umbilical cord to her. In even after the physical umbilical cord is cut, a child is part of a mother. Other yachsim is differently. But as when a person takes a chrayis in the places that he's meant to take a chrayis, and he does things, he becomes a big person, a bigger person. I want to finish with an extraordinary chazal. And when you understand the Yisoid right, you see the Lichtigkeit in Chazal. The Gemara in Bar Metzia, Pehei, it says that if a person is a Talmud Chacham, and a Benoi is a Talmud Chacham, and Bemle is a Talmud Chacham, then Torah Zachzal Zachzal Yashala, and they'll always be, his children will always be Talmud Chachamim. You know, it's based on the Pasuk V'nei Hashem Zayis Prisi, when you have Zarachon, Zarachon, then it's La'olam. It says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Solashon Gemara, Vani Orev Ledava. I'm an Orev on it. Why? What does it mean? So we're talking about not a Mikra. It's not a Pshat, I happen to be a big Talmud Chacham, my son has to be a Talmud Chacham, my grandson has to be a Talmud Chacham. Three Mikrim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, three Mikrim, okay, now it's a short. It means that I raised my child the Torah, and I dig it either for my grandchild, or I dig it for my child so much that he didn't become a klisheni, he became a klirishon himself with the kalim to make a klirishon. So it's a mida keneged mida, because if my job to teach my child is a chore, so I do it. It's klirishon to klisheni. It's always less than me. I'm not giving myself over. I'm giving, myself is giving to him. But it's not, I didn't make him a chelik of my koima, so he's already a second door, and then the third door would be a third door. And by definition, the third door would always be weaker than the first door. It'd be klishlishi. But if a person assured it to go three doors means that I put myself into my child, and that means he became part of me, and Bemele became a klirishon, like the shayla putting a label in the soup and so on. The ladle in the soup, it's perhaps he became a chubat klirishon. If my approach to my chiyuvim was that way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says my avtach is arevdik, because arev means HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in it as he's part of the equation. So the mida keneged mida, when people do things in the oifen where they see things as achrayis and they see it sai mitzad that's chayvus adam b'lamay, that he can be misala, whatever is meant to be his is misala with him, and the person is so much bigger, that's his b'chol ma'itcha. It means that the person takes on the achrayis he needs to take on, and the ultimate design is that no matter what, he doesn't let go of the achrayis, no matter how difficult, because it's him. It's not his, but it's him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Luma said, he's the Orev, that any Maisim Toiv that are done that way, it's Mamshech forever, because it became Mitzurev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sof Kav Yochol, who's Vani Orev Adol. Shabbos.